All right, so another update. What day is it? It's Sunday. It's the 6th. It's my birthday, or it is Matt's, my brother's birthday today. So if you see him in passing, wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Matt. Thank you for everything you're doing. I love you. So the boys are now back. My parents have left. Everybody, again, has been tremendous with the donations, and then just honestly just reaching out, asking if they can do anything, help. So if you have donated or reached out at any point and I haven't gotten back to you, please know that it's coming. Even for some of the text messages, I just, it was a little bit of a whirlwind this morning, because the boys were coming back a little bit on the earlier side and I wanted to get the downstairs, at least the big stuff set up. So I just was, you can see this little glisten happening right here. It's a little running all over the place, but it's all good. I think some of you also might be a little overwhelmed with what my house looked like yesterday and what I'm going to show you, because I'm going to share the upstairs with you today. But it's not really overwhelming to me. I mean, it is, but I've moved things in the house my whole life. You talk to any of my roommates that I've ever lived with at the different locations, or even just growing up, I was always rearranging my bedroom. So it's a lot. I don't find it overwhelming though. So saw Jake yesterday. He's definitely still doing good. He's got a new pain in like his right hip. He said this morning, I unfortunately won't be able to get over to see him today. But his surgery is still scheduled for tomorrow. They couldn't do today because apparently in rotation, this is like foot and ankle day. So that's that. Really keeping our fingers crossed that it is tomorrow. Just want to kind of get moving with the whole timeline. So. Excuse me. He's still in good spirits. Definitely can tell when he's in pain. He starts like moving all around when he's not really supposed to. Just trying to get comfy, which stinks. But the nurses there have been, I mean, I can't speak for Jake, but when I've been there and it seems like they've been really doing a really nice job, so thank you to all of them. Some of them have just like up and beyond above. So amazing. And yeah, so I'm gonna show you the upstairs. So everything's kind of moving and grooving. I really just want this surgery scheduled because it's impacting a lot of things. I'm gonna show you the upstairs. The downstairs is I feel good about. There's still like little tweaks here and there, but this is not what is that saying? Rome wasn't built in a day. So that's okay. So the boys' room, we'll go over here. Hold on, let me do this again. So this is our very undecorated children's room. It looked a little bit different before. It's just in setup mode right now. Gotta unpack those bags. But yeah, this is what it is for right now. It's gonna be a work in progress, but not really too bad. This is our hallway. That's their drawers. That was Koa's. This is Kai's. This is the cat's bedroom. We'll talk about that in a second. This is the cat's bathroom. We'll talk about that in a second. This is our bedroom that needs to get straightened up. So brace yourselves. This is what I have to do now. It's okay. I'm not overwhelmed. It might look, it's a lot. We're going to do okay. This is just all clean clothes that I have to fold. So that's fine. But yeah, this is what's going on. It's going to be okay. Lot of stuff. Not worried. Yep. So that's pretty much that. And yep, we've got space. I'm not worried about it. So go down here and I'll just do a quick update on downstairs. So those legs will eventually get thrown out unless somebody decides to buy the table. Not sure yet. Table's either gonna get sold or out, so that's fine. This is where the bed is. This is that bed that I was gonna put there. You can tell the boys are home. So items that are gonna get sold are gonna be on these shelves, which works out nice. That way, if we wanna move this later, we have that bookshelf. This little stinker right here, he's not feeling so well. So we're gonna keep our fingers crossed and hope that he can go to daycare tomorrow. Yep, lay down, Koa, get comfy, buddy. We did not like our crib for nap. Miss Rachel, because she's amazing. This pretty much stayed the same. I have to go through that stuff, but not worried about it. And then this is where the bed's gonna go. But it's a little bit better, right? I think so. I'm not worried about all this stuff. That just needs to get thing. But bed, if no one buys this, that will just go out. Same deal. Kitchen's looking a lot better. Yeah, this is pretty much it right now. And playroom is back to its normal state of just craziness, which is fine. And this one's chilling here. Yep. I know, don't come at me with his bottle, but it makes it very difficult when you have a 1.5, 2, and they don't like pacifiers. So, yep, that's pretty much it at this moment. Just kind of doing the best we can. Feel bad, my boys are gonna be a little bit in a lurch for a little bit. Not a lurch, just maybe a little bit too much TV time, but unfortunately that is what it is. We have family coming in either Wednesday or Friday, I believe. So that will be awesome once they get here. It'll be Jake's mom and aunt. So that will be very nice and helpful. Give my parents a little bit of a break too, because I know that was a lot for them this weekend with just the boys. So thank you. I love you. Yeah, that's it. Again, thank you to everybody. That's my update now. And I'm sure I'll probably decide to give an update once the house is fully in a place that I like it. I don't know if it'll ever get that way, but that's the hope. And also any updates on Jake with his recovery after his surgery tomorrow and all of that jazz. So again, if you're still here listening, thank you. Appreciate it. Love you all. You're all are freaking rock stars. I don't even. But yes, I will get back to you as best I can. Please know that it's on my mind. I just, yeah. So, oh no.